The U.S. Census Bureau released data last week that shows the percentage of Americans living below the poverty line went down for the first time since the Great Recession of 2008. Eric Douglas spoke with an expert about how the data is a good sign and about how the work that's left to be done.
Overall, the number of people living in poverty nationwide decreased by a half percentage point from 2017 to 2018. That may not sound like much, but it reflects nearly 1.5 million people.
We saw some really good news that for the fourth straight year in a row, poverty went down in the United States. But it remains unacceptable that 38 million people still lived below the poverty line.
That's Amelia Keegan, Legislative Director on Domestic Policy for the Friends Committee on National Legislation. The national poverty line is set at about $25,400 for a family of four. The U.S. poverty rate stands at 11.8%, but Keegan says West Virginia is still lagging behind.
West Virginia ranks number four when we're looking at poverty rates over 2017 and 2018, and so it is significantly above the national average of a two-year average of about 16.5%.
She says that two of the most powerful anti-poverty programs are the Earned Income Tax Credit and the Child Tax Credit. They prevented about 7.9 million people from falling into poverty, including 4.2 million children. Another vital tool is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP.
The data also showed that the SNAP program, or formerly known as food stamps, prevented about 3 million people from falling into poverty back in 2018.
According to information released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, more than 340,000 people in West Virginia receive SNAP benefits each month. The participation varies by parts of the state, however. In the 1st Congressional District, about 13% of all households receive SNAP. In the 2nd Congressional District, about 15% of households receive SNAP benefits. In the 3rd Congressional District, that number climbs to 22% of all households.
That is why especially, you know, Senators Manchin and Capito really need to hear from their constituents about the importance of these federal programs.
According to Keegan, the most recent farm bill that Congress passed did not address or strengthen any of these programs. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, this is Eric Douglas in Charleston.